Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is April the 29th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of 1 Chronicles chapters 22 to 24. Every member has a ministry in the church today. We read in 1 Chronicles chapter 23 verses 2 to 5 like this. And he, David, gathered together all the leaders of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and above, and the number of individual males was 38,000. Of this, 24,000 were to look after the work of the house of the Lord, 6,000 were officers and judges, 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 praised the Lord with musical instruments which I made, said David, for giving praise. Towards the end of King David's reign, a census was taken of the Levites from the age of 30 years and above, as this was the age at which they could begin their active service. These instructions were divinely inspired and communicated to David through his prophets. The total number of Levites counted from the age of 30 years and upward was 38,000. These Levites were then divided into four groups. 1. 24,000 priests and their assistants, who were divided into 24 divisions of 1,000 each. They were designated for temple service and overseers at any given time. Their work clearly involved anything around the temple. Number 2. 6,000 officers and judges. They were to provide ready access to the Levites in the matters of religious questions and activities. Number 3. 4,000 porters or gatekeepers, they guarded the temple and the surrounding areas. And number 4. 4,000 singers who praised the Lord and led in worship through musical instruments. What is interesting to note is that every Levite, including the priests, had specific tasks to do in the work of God's temple. Today, we as God's children are designated as both the holy priesthood and the royal priesthood. So what God intends is that every member has a ministry in the church today. In his classic book, Body Life, Ray C. Steadman makes the argument that the present-day churches are not following the original blueprint that Jesus Christ had in mind for his body, the church. Many deviations have been permitted, which have become detrimental to the life of the church. Through the centuries, the church has turned away from the simple provisions that had made it such a powerful and compelling force in its early years. The popular thinking has fastened upon the building as the identifying symbol today. In the beginning, working in the church means to exercise a gift or perform a ministry among God's people, but now it means doing a religious act within a building. There has also been a gradual transfer of responsibilities from the people to the clergy. The scriptural concept that every believer is a priest before God has been lost, and now the special body of super Christians called the clergy is doing the entire ministry functions today. Since the ministry has now been left to the professionals, the lay people just come to the church only to sit, warm the pews, and listen. Christianity has now become a spectator sport, with just the ministers doing most of the action and everyone else watching the show. It is high time that the entire body of believers attempt to do the work of the ministry today, whether it is evangelizing the world, counseling the distressed and brokenhearted, ministering to the poor and needy, relieving the oppressed and afflicted, expounding the scriptures to the believers, etc. Let each person exercise the gift that God has placed in his or her heart to minister for the glory of God. Let's never forget this fact. Every member has a ministry in the church today. Finally, we read the words of Apostle Paul penned in Romans chapter 12 verses 4 to 8 like this. For we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. And so, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness.